This recording, England 117, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working all day at a zoo in the deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. So she ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Leeds in 1985 at the Leeds General Infirmary in the town centre. I live in Farsley currently, which is in Leeds, on the western side, just on the border of Leeds and Bradford. Farsley is part of a larger borough of West Leeds called Putsey. I think the heritage of Putsey Bear comes from there as well. There's a lot of industrial history in Farsley. There's a number of mills like Sunnybank Mills. There was Cape Mills, which was recently knocked down and houses were built there instead. There's plenty going on and there's plenty of industrial history here. We have a history with textiles in Farsley, and Farsley is actually referenced as Farsley in the Doomsday Book, the 1086 Doomsday Book. So the place has been around for nearly 1,000 years and has lots of rich history about it. My parents were actually from Bramley, which is like the next borough along towards the Leeds city centre. And my family, my extended family, has been in this area, within the Leeds area for 150 years at least. I do have some heritage on my mum's side in County Mayo in Ireland, and they came over to Leeds during the Great Famine. So they've been here. They came over in the 1860s, I think it was. But the rest of my family on my dad's side and the other half of my mum's side of the family have been in Leeds longer than that as well. For a job, I'm a solution architect, which is a really fancy way of saying I help salespeople as like a technical specialist to sell IT products to their customers.